You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
An aerial spectacle in the Wright brothers' backyard by Laura Maloney. The Wright brothers flew the first practical aircraft through the skies just outside Dayton, Ohio in 1905. Today, that same airspace sees wonders Orville and Wilbur could only dream of. Fighter jets, bombers, and other aircraft flying upside down, soaring in formations, writing words with smoke. It's all part of the Dayton Air Show, an aerial spectacle that draws more than 40,000 people to the birthplace of aviation each June. It's about pushing higher, pushing faster, and pushing the limits of what machines can do, says Jamie Kripke, whose Dreamy Series air show documents the event. Kripke was among last year's least likely attendees. He hates flying. It takes all his willpower not to think about every little thing that could go wrong when in the air. But in a bid to dispel his fear, he began researching flight and learned about the air show. He booked a flight from Boulder, where he lives, on Southwest Airlines, partly because they only use 737s. Their fleet mechanics only need to know how to maintain one kind of plane, which is reassuring, he says. The two-day event kicked off at Dayton's airport one clear blue morning in late June. Red, white, and blue festooned the grounds, and the scent of hot dogs and funnel cakes greased the air. Attendees dressed for the occasion, sporting iconic planes and helicopters on their T-shirts the way others do their favorite bands or sports teams. Some even donned World War II-era flight suits. They wandered the grounds gawking at the old and new aircraft on display, snapping photos and sometimes climbing aboard for a tour. Hundreds of feet above, pilots nonchalantly chatted with the crowd through a PA system while performing daring acrobatics across the sky. It made me appreciate being on the ground, Kripke says. He photographed it all with a Canon DSLR, his assistant shining a portable strobe into the midday shadows to even out the light. The crowded grounds got cleaned up in Photoshop and colored with pastels to soften the overwhelming military vibe. It had me feeling a little on edge, especially around the fighters and bombers designed for combat, he says. In the end, the experience did nothing to dispel Kripke's flying phobia. If anything, it reinforced it. After passing up a rare opportunity to fly on an F-16 the day before the show, the aircraft flipped over off the runway, trapping the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds crew inside for several hours. Still, Kripke emerged with a deepened sense of awe and wonder at just how far aviation has come since the Wright brothers' rickety flyer touched the clouds. I just wonder what Wilbur and Orville would think, he says.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.